So what happens if you don't get vitamin D?
You get cranky.
I'm going to stab you in the face.
I agree. You get cranky.
Hold on, I'm not editing this. Welcome to the Old Man Way Show. I am your hungover host, the God of Stub and the Lord of Laughter, the sexy and not celibate and unfortunately sober Old Man Wade. Instead of my co-host, the superior, Super Wogabi.
Did you write all that down?
No.
Okay. That's really impressive. Yeah.
It was. Was very genuine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. From the heart. The subtle, low-toned, sexy voice you hear to the left, the genius of justification, Jess Greg!
Hey.
Greg.
To my right, my lovely life, the Valkyrie.
What's up? Shut up. Wouldn't it make you feel better? Do you want me to tone it down a notch?
So everyone heard
I
that.
I took my meds today. I took my meds.
Sweet Christmas. That was it.
Pretty impressive as well.
To the far right, wearing green.
Is that green?
It's green.
It's greenish.
It's green.
Seafoam.
Mint.
And last but not least, the CEO of PandaCare.
Hey.
Panda. You know, I've never heard that song.
What?
You have heard that song.
I've never heard that song.
I have no idea what any of you were talking about.
The Panda song?
I've never heard it.
That's a thing.
The greatest song of 2008. Wait, when did that song
come out? It was not 2008.
That felt like it.
It was like 2015.
Oh.
Hmm?
Y'all want y'all ketchup? Shanice wants it.
Oh.
Yeah, we're all eating right now.
I ate already, so I'm not.
The sound
Jesus, you destroyed that ketchup in there.
Yeah.
Does it have hot sauce with it?
No, it should. It should.
Just like
hot sauce and ketchup is laughing.
With some mayonnaise?
Bro. Truffle ketchup?
What kind of ketchup?
Truffle ketchup.
Like truffle anything, though. Truffle will make everything good.
Yeah. I don't eat anything that doesn't come from a 5-star restaurant anymore.
Oh, nigga, shut up.
Really? You went to Maine and you got the final life, and now we're just trash?
No, I didn't go to Maine. I am from Maine.
Oh, my God.
Oh, snap. Do you eat with your pinky
yet? I eat my fresh oysters, you know.
We knew what the oysters. Yeah, I was telling Javi. Yeah, I was like, yeah, I'm scrolling through Facebook, and I'm like kind of enjoying you guys, like, on vacation, and I scroll. And I see oysters, and before I even read the comment, I'm like, I know what it is.
What is it?
Huh?
What is it, old man?
Sex.
An aphrodisiac.
They were trying to have a nice little summer baby. Summer.
Right? Summer baby. Just don't have any kids, and I beg all of you, please do not have kids in February.
Why?
No, please do not conceive kids in February.
Why?
Because they end up like me and scorpions.
Scorpions ain't that bad.
We assholes.
You believe in astrology and signs and all that?
I don't disbelieve in it.
That's such a cop out.
I can understand.
You believe in it or you don't?
I do.
I'm not gonna judge you.
Yes, you are.
Much.
I mean, I read it for entertainment, but I don't know if I really believe in it.
Like, I'm not like I don't see like so if it says Scorpio should never leave the house again because they're cunts, I'm not gonna avoid leaving the house.
Either. That was aggressive.
Anyway, how are y'all doing today? I'm moving forward. So, okay, do you guys want to start about my weird-ass dreams or my philosophy on dancing?
Philosophy on dancing. Dreams. Wait, your philosophy on dancing because you have dreams. Is that a Laffy Taffy?
I like that synergy right there.
Is that a Laffy Taffy?
Yeah.
Are you not sharing?
For real. I was pissy.
I only had a handful.
And then you ate them all? Word, Greg, that's how we're doing it now.
Yo,
the
for
best
real.
Part
I got
about
two
it
left.
Is, did you
Let's
guys
split
one
in half. Throw it in the middle of the floor and see what happens.
Fight. Thank you.
Anyone want the pink?
I love the pink.
You're so ridiculous. Right
phrasing?
Now.
Thank you, Greg.
You're welcome.
You're so ridiculous.
All right, so dancing.
Dancing. All right.
Philosophy of.
Philosophy. My philosophy of yes. Dancing. And I'm curious to know how the ladies in the room feel about this more than I do the men. But I'm flat out.
That's
just
problematic.
I don't give a shit. It's my show.
Just smack him real fast.
I wholeheartedly believe that just because you can dance doesn't mean you can fuck.
I agree.
Okay.
Hadouken! I was listening to someone talk about Beyonce, and it was like, oh, you know she can fuck because she can dance. I'm like, no, that don't mean a goddamn
thing. Well, I mean, I can get, okay, so I can get the, from a medical standpoint, you have a lot of stamina, you have your breathing under control, your body's usually pretty fit, like, so you can last longer, you can move better. So I get it. I get why people would say that. But if you have no personality and you can't figure, like,
Just because you can move your hips doesn't necessarily mean you can ride a dick.
I don't think she can dance.
I'm not saying her in general. I'm just saying people like in people in general.
I disagree with that point.
What?
Because I think that you could be a good dancer, depending on what kind of dancing we're talking about, without using your hips. But if you can use your hips, you probably could fuck.
Not necessarily. Because I've... come here if you don't want to hear this. I've been in situations.
Who are you talking to?
You. Yeah.
Great laugh.
I've been in situations where I've like had sex with women who could dance, but they just couldn't fuck.
Really?
Yeah.
Like dance how though?
Like.
Are they talking about the white girl finger pole?
Like, or country music line dancing?
Like pull down?
No, like dancing.
Lord of the Dance.
I guess. That's
I don't understand either because I can't dance to hip hop.
Well, but I mean, like when you're like grinding and stuff like that, like and you're moving all that, like it's like oh, you can dance and like you know you're all in it. It's like real passionate. But then when you get down to doing the thing, it's like I was better off grinding. I was having a better time doing that.
Well, I think if you know how to dance, there's very little correlation to your sex game because I think if you can dance, you might just have a few moves. A few moves when it comes to sex. You know what I mean? Like, a few that, you know...
That's my point. Like,
you know,
just
like,
gotta keep up with the rhythm.
Because the experience in general isn't gonna be based on, like, oh, like, he did this or she did that and blah, blah, blah. There has to be, like, a connection there. Because that's what gets people to...
Well, yeah. I guess that's... there's complexity to it, right? Like... like you said, it is the connection you have with the person you're having sex with. But I don't know, man. I don't know who you're dancing with. Or we're dancing with.
I was about to say, I was not dancing.
I was not dancing with anybody but me.
Yeah. For real. Fuck are you talking
150
about?
Years ago.
But, 150 years
ago. Yeah, when I was grinding up on Cleopatra.
Before the time of Sigourney.
And it might be cultural, too, because, again, like, different dancing. Like if you, I don't know.
Bachata or like merengue that's like really sexual. Yeah,
and just because you can do that doesn't necessarily mean that you can fuck. Like that, I don't.
Bachata and salsa is 2 and 3 steps. You can't do 2 and 3 steps.
No, I'm saying just because you can do one thing doesn't necessarily like people kind of equate like oh they can dance and they must be able to fuck. I'm like, no.
All right, old man, get in the center of the room, start whining. We're going to judge you.
I can't dance, but I can fuck. It's a difference.
So okay. So let's say this is true. Are you saying that people that can't dance?
No, I'm just saying you can't judge somebody's sex game specifically about how they dance.
What can you judge your sex game with?
Penis and vagina. Or penis and penis or vagina and vagina.
Man, you really don't know what you're gonna get until you actually do it.
Yeah.
With somebody. I've been surprised a few times. So
yeah, it's always funny when like when you, those are actually good, like the pleasant surprises.
Mm-hmm.
When you're like, oh, okay.
Well, can we all agree that the crazier you are, the better you fuck?
Is that how it works? I mean, he's pretty crazy. I guess it makes sense. I might
say crazy or
crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah,
I think.
Would they say crazy people bang better?
The more considerate you are, the better you fuck.
Yes.
Really?
Consider.
That,
yes.
I can agree with that. 100%.
I agree with that.
Yeah,
that was a very good statement.
Yeah,
maybe trying to be all romantic.
Well, not even just
not romantic, but like
giving. Like, are you making
not
sure?
Not just jackhammering and walking out. Yeah.
Why are you looking at me?
Why are you looking at me?
Yo, there are way too many shots being fired.
Yeah, mad shots.
I wasn't. Like, I swear to goodness, I wasn't. You asked the question. I was looking at you to answer the question.
That's messed up.
So the question is, why do you feel so guilty?
I'm a very giving lover.
That literally just made my whole life.
I don't know, man. Like, okay, so I guess kind of on a tangent, but related. I was on Facebook, and a group that most of us are on, I think, right? And somebody posted something saying that...
I'm out that group, by the way.
Poor men fuck better than rich men. Or something
like that. That's 100% true. That's 100% true.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it is.
We can't be plugging other groups.
Yeah. Oh, I think I left that long time ago.
Yeah. So we all know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
All right. So that's
it is trash.
But is that true?
No.
Is what true?
Just dreaming of it.
Poor men.
I don't think so.
Fuck better than rich men.
I think so.
I
don't know. Can we compare? What do we?
I don't know.
I don't know if I had a rich man to compare to the poor man.
Greg, do me a favor. Go find me a rich man and a poor man. Right?
Yeah.
How rich are we talking?
Apparently, I'm taking two for the team.
Take two for the team?
I don't know any rich
man. You getting divorced?
You would act, like if I said to you, hey, some guy wanted to fuck me for $10 million.
Oh, I totally take that.
Yeah.
Are you fucking him or is he fucking you, though?
I'm not taking anything in the ass.
Okay.
I'm not taking anything in the ass. I'm not sucking a dick. I'm good. I'll be a pitcher. I'm not going to be a receiver.
That's problematic if you own that.
That's fine.
It's not very considerate.
No, Greg, ask the question, Greg. Ask the question.
Nothing.
I mean, you can't side-eye and then say nothing.
For real. What were you going to say?
Speak it.
Nah. It's a trap! All right.
Were there any conclusions made by this?
You can't judge sex by its cover. Like, you can't look at somebody and just determine how they look or what they're doing.
I think you can.
But I mean, you can.
All the time.
I feel like I can, though.
No, because I've seen some real quiet people that you wouldn't think that you were wild, and they're fucking wild.
But
you
know? I feel like the quiet ones are the wild ones.
And then, like, there's people that are, like, who talk about sex all the time, like they're the fucking king of it, and it's trash.
Exactly.
But it'd be trash-ass sex. You'd be like,
that's
what?
That's why I think Chris Brown's sex is trash, because he talks about it all the time.
Oh, he's probably definitely trash.
And he does a lot of coke, so.
I mean.
He's probably.
Coke makes you last longer. No, coke makes you hyper.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes you hyper.
I thought it makes like your dick
you
soft. I thought it was like coke dick.
The whole coke? No.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. He has coke face.
He does coke all the time. Are you kidding me? Yes, that's a thing.
You can just tell by looking at that dude. He's out there. And he got money. That's like rich people weed.
Rich people.
That's what it all is.
Coke is rich people weed.
It really is. Coke is like a lot of
people.
Oh god. So I'm gonna move on to another stupid topic, and I know you guys are gonna judge me by this.
Yeah.
Maria knows about this too.
What do I know about this?
My dream.
What's dream?
My dream. I told you about a couple. So I've been having this reoccurring dream for the last maybe 5 or 6 months where Maria is working. It's gonna start off sweet. When Maria's working with underprivileged kids who want to be actors.
Aww.
Yeah. Here's the most random part about that is, it's always Jean-Claude Van Damme helping her.
I don't understand. So.
Hold on. Before you even get into it.
I'm going to tell you my theory.
Say that her theory makes sense. So.
Wait. That's so
Jean-Claude Van Damme. I don't know why,
but like it's always.
It's not even like we watched something recently with Jean-Claude Van Damme or anything. Like, it hasn't come up in topic. But I have a theory of why
here's the weird part about it.
It's subconscious.
So you know how like when you have a dream and you dream about the same person, like you never really have the same background, the same setting and things like that? With this, it's like it's always in the same place. It's always in the same, like I remember the background and the setting like so vividly that every time that Maria's helping Jean-Claude Van Damme.
So fucking random.
teach acting. It's in the same place. And the first time it happened, I thought she was fucking Jean-Claude Van Damme. And I was going to whoop Jean-Claude Van Damme's ass. I was going to attempt to whoop Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Did you see him dance in Bloodsport?
Yeah, I did. Oh. Yeah, I did. So.
Oh, snap.
Do you teach him Muay Thai?
I don't know what I'm teaching him apparently. So, I'm teaching him something.
I'm a fuck Jean-Claude Van Damme up.
I don't know, man.
Jean-Claude Van Damme, if you hear this, I'm joking.
That nigga would do, right? Like, that nigga do one
he's
split.
He's not old and shit.
Knock
I think
you
he'd
out.
Still hurt you. No offense, I love you to death. So my theory was, you remember when we went to California, we were in San Diego, and he had a problem with the waiter. The waiter was Eastern European with an accent. I was like, that's what it's from.
And he was giving me.
He sounded like that, like same kind of accent, same kind of. I was like, I bet you that's why your subconscious is.
I was gonna fuck Enrique up if he didn't start flirting with my wife.
Really?
Yes, I was gonna whoop his ass.
We talked about this before. Actually,
we talked about it on the show.
About, I'm Eastern European dudes know like crop and God.
I don't give a fuck what he knows. I was gonna whoop his ass.
He had a man bun.
He had a man bun too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he would have beat you up with some nunchucks or some shit.
I gave it. I'm moving on, man.
Okay.
Yeah, I was.
Gonna... He would have threw like really hard artisan scones at your face.
Like right. But my problem was
do that little salt bay shit over your dead body.
The little dash. No, my thing was though, like randomly though, like teaching acting, like. Okay, like what with John Collier Bandit? Like Mark, what? Like where is your head?
And why JCB? Why
to underprivileged children apparently.
But
so random.
That is very random.
And this is a recurring dream.
Yes.
Yeah, I have this dream like once I've had it every month for the last like 4 or 5 months.
That's what made me think it was kind
of. We could probably get him on a show. He's not doing much.
I don't want him on a show. I don't need him flirt with my wife and then me try to attack him. I get my ass whooped by Jean-Claude Van Damme.
That's such toxic behavior, Mark.
I don't give a fuck. Speaking of toxic behavior, we want to take a quick break.
Jean-Claude has nothing on you, old man.
Yeah, all right.
This is a Main Hustle Media podcast. Hey y'all, this is Charmaine, aka Mixed Girl Maine, host of Militantly Mixed, the podcast about race and identity from the mixed race perspective. If you are of mixed race or multi-ethnic heritage, this show is here to represent for you. And if you're a monoracial person that is just curious about what us mixed folks go through, this show is for you too. You can check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spotify, or most any other podcast platform. Militantly Mixed is a Maine Hustle Media podcast, and don't forget to be your mixed ass self. Main Hustle Media. Turn your side hustle into your main hustle.
And we're back. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely yes.
A couple of people over here want are into polygamy. They want multiple.
I can't share.
Yeah. Nah. I'm good.
I'm not a sharer. I couldn't have another woman in my house.
You're just sharing chores. That's it.
Touching my husband. No, you're sharing dick. I ain't sharing.
I mean, you know.
Bitch, get your hand off my dick. That's my dick. That's not your dick.
You don't gotta share dick.
That's a song.
Do you have to, if you're sharing the chores, you have to share the dick.
No, they can.
If I didn't have to share the dick, fine. Five bitches can come in here and clean my house. That's fine, but I'm not sharing the dick. I'm not, it's not going to be down to like, Maria, you get Wednesdays.
Maria, that's problematic of you.
I don't care.
You're looking down at a
I'm toxic as fuck then.
Horrible.
I don't give a fuck.
Horrible. That was the matriarchy.
I want wives. I don't have to share my penis because they can do whatever they want. They just need to keep my house in order.
They can have boyfriends. Exactly.
And no. I don't have to do it.
Yo, me and Amanda, we're on the same vibe right now. It has nothing to do with sex. Nothing.
But but that's not how that works, though.
That's your version. That's my version.
You just want roommates that are going to clean your house.
Hey,
yes.
They're living there for free. Why you can't keep the house clean?
I mean, that's a different thing. I'll apply to that job. Shit.
I'm right there.
I'll come live in that house.
She's my wife.
I will be your wife. I don't have to touch anybody else's peen or your pussy. I'm okay. I'm just cooking and cleaning. And I leave and I live for free.
I mean, on your birthday.
I'm with it. On your birthday.
Greg, you hearing this?
Mm-hmm. There's something wrong with that.
Thoughts on this?
Greg's like, I got nothing to say.
Smart man.
All right, then.
All right. Fine.
I just love
that. Kill my dream.
Yeah.
That's not how it works. Just saying, guys. Not how it works.
Before we get into this, because this kind of leads into the topic. I don't know if you guys saw this. Jennifer Lopez said men are useless before 33.
I agree.
Depends on the man.
I agree because I'm over 33, so it doesn't apply to me.
So before you weren't.
Before that was bullshit.
It didn't count.
Now it counts.
Greg, did it count?
Two.
listening?
I was listening, but I didn't catch that last part.
Alright, so.
Yeah, so, I need to hear the explanation. I think I read that article before, but it was a while ago.
It can take men into their early 30s to establish their professional career and feel a sense of financial stability, which helps them feel more secure in life. As a result, this can give them a maturity that comes from accomplishment, experience, and success.
I mean, that's for anybody. Does that mean they're useless before that?
Yeah, that's her, it's her wording.
Yeah. A, that can be anybody, man or woman. Right? Like, if I'm an unestablished woman, I'm going to feel that way, too. I thought she was going at it from a different angle. Like, saying, like, maturity-wise, or, like...
Yeah, but also... But it's blanketed statements like that that kind of, like, that really befuddled me, because, like...
I mean, realistically, men do develop differently and slower than women do. Like, on a cognitive level. It's scientific. It's science. It's not science, it's science.
It's a mix of science and social.
Like, it's true. Like, yeah. it's a very relevant thing.
Well,
like,
I think a lot, in on average, men aren't taught basic life skills.
No, like women are, because it was women. The women did the housework, men did the whatever.
And I think at a certain point, you know, a dude, like, in our history, well, not in the history of minorities, because we all had to, like, hustle, but you know, you marry your wife and she takes care of the house. And you just go to work and cheat on her on a regular basis.
Drink a whiskey, smoke a cigar.
Yeah. But now, you know, I think society's changed. The needs of society changed quicker than the way we're taught to deal with society. So I think that can explain a lot of that. But I don't know. Yeah, you know, I was trash in my early 20s.
I mean,
I was trashing my mid-30s.
Like I said, though, like, I think that, like, okay, so I get somewhat of what she's saying, because me in my 20s and some men that I knew in their 20s, mm-hmm. like, maturity-wise, I was probably way more mature. But that could be the same said for some women I know.
Yeah.
So, like you said, it is kind of like a social...
Yeah, I know, like, so,
men
are,
like, men tend to be more coddled when they're younger, like... I know that. Don't look at me like that, Gregory. I see you looking at me. I'm mixed. I come from an American family and a Cape Verdean family.
Yeah.
On my Cape Verdean side, I was taught one thing. On my American side,
was taught anything.
Sharon didn't do anything, but. Mm-hmm. My thing is like, so when in Cape Verdean culture, it's probably like much like a lot of island cultures, like women cook, we clean, we do whatever. So when I was 6, I was ironing, cooking, cleaning, maintaining the house. And my brothers used to laugh at me from the window outside because at home, I didn't have to do any of that shit. Like at my mom's house, I didn't have to do any of that. My brothers never learned that skill because at either house because it wasn't expected of them in the Cape Verdean house. In an American house, like, we're just lucky that shit wasn't condemned. I don't know.
Mm.
Like, it just wasn't like that. So, like, when I tell him all the time, I learned everything, like, all my domestic skills, though, from my father. Mm. I didn't learn it from my mother.
Mm.
I learned it all from my dad and from my Cape Verdean side.
And that makes sense, because there's a lot of dudes that I know that grew up having to take care of, like,
everything.
Things early because they had, like, parents that weren't in the home or parents that... And they started getting their shit together at a much earlier age than other people that didn't have to experience that. So, yeah, I don't know. People, there is some biological, like, aspects to it, but I think it's mostly social, because you tend to do what you have to do to survive, regardless of what that is. If you're put in a shitty position, like, you know, that survival instinct is going to kick in. Right? And then that's what you kind of grow up with. Like, I grew up in a home where, like, I didn't even have to make my own plate and shit.
Yeah.
Right? Like...
Because women didn't.
Exactly.
Because that's what you were taught.
Yeah, but I also had a shitty dad that I didn't want to be like, so, you know, so it was kind of like a mix, so...
So, like, her statement is, like, blanketed, though, like, right? Because there are, like you said, there's men that learn, like, I guess, like, women had to learn, like, I don't know, to, like, cook, to clean, to... I don't know if it's the same for y'all, like, if you grew up that way, like, women were expected... Like, gender roles, right? Like, people always make comments about, like, gender roles and like how they're trying to make it not a thing. Because like women, the gender role for women was always the caregiver, right? Take care of the children, clean the house. We weren't expected to do much. We weren't expected to go to college, to have great careers, to be educated, to be whatever. Now, here, now, in the future, like, women are more educated than most men now, have better jobs. It's, like, statistically, women are taking over the fucking world, slowly.
About time.
Like,
I'm good
with that.
But at the same time, still expected to do...
But still, I was about to say that, but still expected to cook, clean, take care of the children, and do everything. Like... No, yeah, mm-hmm. Like you're still expected to be the woman of the house. Well, but you would never expect a man in the same position to be doing all the same things that that woman was doing, right? Like even comments get made. Like I have friends that make more money than their spouse. So realistically, it is smarter for the man to stay at home and take care of the child because their wife is making double to triple what they could possibly make.
Or at the very least, cook a fucking meal.
But people make comments like, I can't believe you have to work and your husband just sits at home. Mm. I can't believe... It's not like that, though. Like, it's a partnership. If my career is going to make more than your career, why does it matter who's taking care of the kids or the house or the... That's like a social gender... Like, that's a societal thing.
I can't wait to be a stay-at-home husband. I can't wait. Well, the house is going to be clean. She's going to have food every day.
It's going to be Maria clean.
But I think that...
you want to go there?
Too many people believe in, things have to be 50-50. Though I believe in a partnership, you're supposed to share responsibilities and stuff.
Yeah.
It's never really 50-50 because, like you were saying, sometimes one spouse is going to be making way more money.
Yeah.
And then the other spouse just may have other areas of the relationship that he or she can take care of. So in reality, when two people get together, it may look like instead of 50-50, because that's not realistic, it may end up being 60-40 or 70-30
mm-hmm.
or 65-30.
Depending on what you're doing. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And obviously, for a relationship to work, you have a household, you're together, you have kids, or you might not have kids. The person with the... We're always going to go with who's the strongest at this particular area.
Yeah.
If you're the better cook, then hold that down. If you're better at taking care of, like, certain errands and multitasking and stuff, you hold that down. If you're better with the kids, or maybe the kids listen to you more, you hold that down. But, you know, the responsibilities have to make sense. And at the end of the day... When you guys go to bed and go and finish up with your day, everybody's done their part, hopefully. You know?
I agree that it's a lot of it, and that's the realistic, for example, me and Maria talk about this all the time, and I'm pretty sure I've said it on here. I do more cooking, Maria cooks better. I do a lot of the cleaning, Maria cleans better.
I don't have time though, that's the thing. I work full time, I go to school full time. And when I'm not at work or I'm not at school, I'm either sleeping or I'm studying. It's one or the other. I don't have time to do it anymore.
So
he literally does everything. But the long-term goal is we're going to have a better life, right? We're going to be able to, like, do more things. We're going to be, once I'm out of school, like, we were talking about, like, I want to get my MP. Mm-hmm. Like, it's something I'm strongly considering right now. And I was talking about, like, how much of a sacrifice is going to be and what we're going to have to do. But we're both on the same page about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is what's going to happen. Like, I'm not going to be able to do this stuff. Like, I'm not going to lie. Before y'all came here, the sink was fucking overflowing. Mm-hmm. We didn't have time. Like, between work, school, like, whatever. And Mark's like, I'm going to take care of it. Don't worry. And he took care of it. Shit just happens. Like, you just, like... our roles change, though, a lot. Like, it changed dramatically.
So, even though you're the better cook... He has the ability to...
To cook. Yeah.
He has more of an opportunity because you're just too busy to do so.
I don't have time.
That's a strength.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so...
A lot of relationships...
It's not about who does it better. Sometimes it's about who can get it done.
That hit it on the nose. Not who can do better, who can get it done. That was great.
But here's the problem. So what she's talking about with, like, this being 33 and, like, whatever, is, like, a lot of times, like... younger men are, like, raised not to, like you said, to learn those skills or they believe that, like, that's a woman's job, or they just, they, like, I don't, men's brains are just different. Like, I can see the same pile of trash and really? Be like, God damn, we got to take out the trash. But, like, Mark can walk by it 10 times. And, but if I said, Mark, if I say, Mark, can you take out that trash? He'll be like, yeah, I'll take out the trash. But I can look at it and be like, it needs to go now. Why didn't you see that? Why didn't you know that? Why didn't you? But I just think that's like, I don't know. Like,
no. You just made the list.
You can't really.
I don't mean it that way. I just think, like, the chemistry of, like, how, like, people think sometimes. You're just like, why can I see that fucking mess and you can't clean it?
To me, I don't think, I no longer think it's like a man-woman thought process. I just think that I have to keep reminding myself that I am, that person's not thinking the way I'm thinking, regardless of the fact whether you're a man, woman, child, whatever.
What are you trying to say?
No, it's just,
So if I really had to learn how to, like, literally verbalize what the heck I needed.
Yeah.
Again, I can't just be like, yeah, I saw that. You should have seen it too. Because I don't understand why you just didn't see that to do it. Like, just pick a shit up. But no, it doesn't work that way. It just doesn't work that
way. No, exactly. Like I said, like, if I ask Mark to do anything, he'll do it.
But, and that's the thing, though. And
that's the key.
Like,
okay, meatloaf. Like, he won't blatantly be like, no, I'm not going to do that. He'll be like, yeah, I don't care. I'll do that. I'll do it tonight. I'll be like, okay, fine.
3 days later.
Sometimes. And listen, at this point, I don't care. As long as it gets done before people come in the house, I don't care. Like, right now, like, my bedroom looks like a bomb blew up in it.
Yo,
I don't give a fuck because nobody's going to see it. I don't have time to care.
Yo,
I literally dig through piles of clothes right now. That's my life. I'm like, I don't have time. Clean clothes. They're clean.
The one thing I told him, I was like, I'm not cleaning the bedroom. I'll clean every room in this house. I'm not cleaning the bedroom. She goes, you live in here too? I'm like, I don't care. No.
Because it literally looks like a bomb blew up. I don't even care.
I hate
like,
Wait a minute.
What?
1 second.
What?
There's a lot of, like, you know, men don't do this or do this type of situation, this conversation.
There are women that don't do that either. I get what you're saying.
But I'm, all right. So I love y'all.
Okay.
Especially my wife. Right? Mm. But
choose your words wisely.
Son. For real.
Yeah.
Have you met the three women in this room? Choose them wisely.
Listen. Right?
Okay.
I think that anything that one of the biggest lessons. Oh, man. I'm excited. No, wait. Stop. All right. So, one thing I learned. It's much easier. Right? To go through life with a partner, because just being a person with responsibilities, right, with a life, you're not always thinking about things.
No.
You're not thinking about 100% of what needs to be getting done at the same time. Like, mm-hmm. it's just impossible, right? So there are definitely times that I might forget something, right? And if it wasn't for Shanice, it probably would never get done, right? And that's from little things, from taking the trash out to, making sure if I'm looking for a job, I'm making sure I'm sending that application to as much places as I'm sending. You know what I'm saying? That extra
voice.
No, I do
that
with
him. Like,
right?
Hey, have you checked your emails? Have you done this? Have you done that?
But I think it works. I think it works in both ways. I'm not going to go into details, right? Because whatever. Got to keep some privacy, right? But I understand old man's problem with the statement being blanketed, focusing on men. Because it definitely works both ways.
Both ways. No, it can work
right?
both ways.
And the whole point about being in a relationship, I think, is to kind of compensate for what we're missing in life and finding somebody that can add to that.
Yeah.
Period. It doesn't matter what your gender or sex is, right?
Fair.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a quick break.
Down with the matriarchy.
Greg, you have something, Greg?
No, I was just going to say
that. Did you just say down with the matriarchy?
Yeah, I did.
I was just going to say that, again, I don't... You did mention what was said in the article, but a lot of that has to do, like, when you read articles like that, that has those pull quotes that might come off kind of, like, sensational or something, you got to remember there's context to everything.
Before it, yeah.
And you have to remember who it's coming from, because she's, what, in her 40s
yeah.
or something? And she may have tried to date guys who were younger, more energetic, more, you know...
But it's not on the same level.
Because she's on her fourth marriage, right?
Damn.
Something like that.
So
she's shots fired.
Oh my gosh, she's not like that.
That bitch is on her fourth marriage. She don't know what she's talking about.
But the thing is,
you just made the list.
Just, I wasn't trying to talk about that. It was just that, okay, a woman at that age
with a man
is going to have a general idea of what certain dating pools are. So maybe she's tried the guys in their 20s and they're like, eh, I can't do anything with him. He's just good looking.
Right.
And energetic.
Right.
And then she tried the guys in their 30s and she's like, oh, okay, these guys are more intelligent. These guys know more about how to handle women. These guys actually, like,
because they're grown. Yeah.
You know, these guys actually have careers. So, and then maybe she tried 40-year-olds and they were kind of like, man, you know what I mean? Either way. So you got to think about that too. So if a young 22-year-old woman reads that article and takes it to heart, she has to think twice.
Right.
You know,
and the sad part is that she may not be able to because she's not
mutually mature enough to think that. Yeah, and she might have already had like a negative attitude towards dating guys in her dating pool already.
Exactly.
Like 20-year-old guys, 22, 23. We know, like, we know a bunch of guys that age that aren't shit.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're not shit, but they're not quite where they need to be in order to foster, like, a really great, healthy,
happy relationship
with, you know, all the bells and whistles that it takes to make you want to marry the guy. Mm-hmm. So.
It also comes with, like, statements like that, like, it comes with experience, too, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, you learn from experience. You learn from past relationships, things that you did wrong, things that you did right, things that that person, like, things you don't like about that person, things that they might have not liked about you. So, like, I think that also, like, plays a huge factor in it. Because when you're in your 30s, you've already, like, you know, you've dated a few different people. Mm-hmm. You've learned from, like, your past mistakes or, like, or learned, like, oh, so, like, women don't like this or men don't want this or in the sense of like you said, okay, so you're taught a certain thing. You were taught like a woman's always going to cater to you. I know for damn sure your wife doesn't cater to you for everything.
You don't know her,
but you had to learn somewhere in the bridge that like that's unrealistic and fucking stupid. Like, a woman is not going to spoon feed you your meals like your mama did. Like,
well, listen,
grew up, you figured that out.
Well, not to defend myself as an only child.
Your mother is a very nice woman, from what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not talking bad about your mother.
Yeah, I love
you,
Mom.
I'm just saying, no.
You raised me right.
I'm not saying it like that. I'm just saying, like, at some point you learned to, like, that, like, oh, I need to put into my marriage just as much as my wife puts in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, some people don't ever learn that lesson. Well, like, nobody, there are some men that literally will do nothing because they don't think it's their job to handle the children, clean the house, or cook. I, personally, would never marry a man like that.
Yeah.
I make it very clear, though, right from the beginning. Some women don't know how to verbalize. But, like, right from the beginning, I'm honest about that. Like, listen, we're a partnership. You cleaning just like I'm cleaning. You're cooking just like I'm cooking. Like, when me and Mark moved in together, we made a deal. I don't like cleaning the bathtub. I hate cleaning the fucking bathtub. The bathtub is my biggest nemesis. I was like, if you clean the bathtub, I'm straight. Like, I don't care. And take out the trash. I don't care.
Now,
like,
I do all the things.
We have a deal. But then, like, when I went to school, it's true, though. He does. I'm not even going to lie. My husband, right now, in general, my husband does 90% of what needs to be taken care of in this house.
Good boy.
Now, like, but see who wears the pants in this relationship.
No, but it's not a pants situation.
Not me.
It's not really like that.
Okay, sure.
Why do you have to say it like that? Like, I'm just saying, like...
It's all right. You slap the whips, okay?
No, it's really... Wow. It's not a gender thing, though. Like, it's not a whip thing. Whoa,
we're not going to talk about what we do in the bedroom. All right, hold on. We're going to take a quick break.
No, is that what that swing is there for?
Yeah, I came through like a wrecking ball. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to let Amanda run the next segment. Your topic.
No, it wasn't. It was Greg's. It was on his Facebook.
All right, we'll be right back. Don't
no worry. Fighting.
Greetings. We are the Retro Reductopus Cephala Podcast, the bi-weekly show that celebrates all the things that made growing up awesome.
He's right. We wax philosophic about lots of geeky crap like old video games and movies, toys, cartoons. I don't know. Help me out here.
Music.
Pants.
Quoting video games that don't have dialogues.
Shabibers.
Tasty news.
Unnecessarily long Japanese onomatopoeia.
Butt breathers.
Uncomfortable nature facts.
Or how to install a samoplange.
And unlike all those other podcasts, we at Retro Red Octopus have an exciting rotating host schedule.
Do we?
We sure do.
So, if you didn't like the guy flapping his gums this week,
like me,
worry not, gentle listener. Next week, we'll have a whole new host.
Of problems.
Hey, they might still suck, but they'll suck differently.
And you know what's really cool? Retro Reductopus is part of the Inebriard Podcast Network, with new episodes out every Tentacle Tuesday.
Which is like every other Tuesday. We named it.
Anyways, you can listen to us at iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, or straight from the tab, reductopus.buzzsprout.com.
All right, and we're back. Amanda was supposed to take this segment, but she being all chicken.
Wow, you just threw her under the bus.
Put me under the bus. I'm chicken shit. Woo. I ain't doing it.
Stop being toxic, Amanda.
That's all I know.
I'm going to be the toxic female in this room. I'm bogarting this shit. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, so going into this show, there was a...
Yeah, Greg.
You wanted to talk about...
Yeah, you be the man, Greg.
We know that people, a lot of people are toxic, but for a particular reason, we wanted to talk about toxic women.
Because it's always a lot of the blame. It's always like,
don't say we. I'm out of this. I think all women are beautiful.
Oh my God, stop it. No, they're not. Some women are straight up trash.
Toxic women, because we always hear about men being toxic. We never hear about women having toxic traits.
Females.
So when Greg posted about it, I started thinking, I was like, well, what exactly is a toxic female?
What was the post? What exactly was the post?
First, he was tweeting about this encounter he had, and then he put a post on Facebook.
I did post something on Facebook. Yeah.
It was just a meme, though.
I think it was
a woman. She was in a guy's face, and it looked like they were arguing or something, and he was just kind of like backing down. But the picture said a lot. Like the whole everything, it just was a lot. So I was like, well, we could just like combine it all together. So I even texted Mark a few days later, and I was like, what exactly is toxic? Is it initiating the behavior or how you respond? And he was like, it can be both. Yep. So in my head, I was like, shit, I've definitely been toxic then. Because I might not initiate it, but I damn sure I'm going to finish it.
So what's the definition? Like, what's your definition?
Right, so I just feel like I need a more detailed explanation of what a toxic female is.
So like, no, just toxicity in general, though. Like, even what is the toxicity piece? Like, what?
I think when a person, let's just go with person for now, because it's not gender specific. A toxic person is someone who lacks interpersonal skills, consideration. They foster a lot of like negativity.
Can I just add in here? So the dictionary definition of toxic in the context that we're using is causing unpleasant feelings, being harmful or malicious.
So pretty much you're doing it for spite.
Yes, when you do
like
spite,
it's premeditated.
And it's causing an effect on the person or people around. Yeah.
So like, I'll use this example. I know somebody who took a guy that they were dating with stuff and put it on the front of his suit and pissed all over it and then set it on fire.
That would be toxic.
She was a toxic malicious female. It was planned out. It wasn't her idea, though. It was another friend.
This is my thing,
but
though. Oh,
this is my thing, though.
What did he
brought
do?
Her to that? What brought her to that? So,
there's nothing in the world for you to piss on somebody's shit and set it on fire and the
you
front door.
You can't be the judge of how someone reacts to their anger or their hurt.
100%.
Not saying what she did was right.
Okay.
I'm not justifying what she did was right. But what happened before that led her to that? You don't know the background to the relationship. You don't know the background to what he did to her. You don't know how much time she had to react to whatever was done to her. In the heat of the moment,
I mean,
shit happens.
Well, this is why I'm hesitant, and call me whatever, Kate, whatever they call it. That's why I'm usually hesitant to call women toxic.
Why?
I can go to explanation later, but I just want to say there's a reason why I'm hesitant to do it. But we can continue.
It's not gender specific. I think people can be toxic.
Yes,
but as far as people, but I was just saying,
but in the context of society.
But I was just saying, according to what Marie said, yes, her reaction was definitely toxic. But
what did he do? What he did, I don't think warranted what happened.
But
I do know this
can't be
person,
the judge
right?
Of that
I can't.
You're not her
because I'm not her. But
Because to me, depending on what he did, I've been like, I got a good example. But toxicity from any end, from any level. But, like, just because somebody does something that you don't like doesn't give you the right to do something like crazy.
It depends how much time you had to cool off. How much fuse this person has before they blow up. How much they've been taking before they blew up.
Can I give a good example?
No, go ahead.
Dog. Female.
Yes. Did you just call her a female?
That's it. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Damn, old man.
Because I find it funny.
All right, so I can talk about that.
Go ahead, Greg.
Can't even talk about my own damn show.
What are we going to say?
Because Greg was leading it. Greg, go ahead.
All right, so basically what we were referring to, I shot off some tweets, like, I think like a week ago, about an encounter I had very recently. I was invited to a social gathering at a bar. My friend was having a little get-together. When I got there, I met up with my friend. Thanked me for coming and everything. I also met a friend of hers who I immediately found very attractive. Now, you know, I'm not necessarily in any disposition to be, like, dating somebody right now because I'm a little emotionally unavailable at the moment, but...
Who hurt you?
Anyways.
Stop it.
So...
Which is a mature thing to say. A lot of people...
Don't realize that.
But I figured I was there. I'm in a social gathering. I might as well be social.
Okay.
Why not be social with this person? I just happened to be seated next to her amongst all the people that were there. And everybody knew each other, so they were talking. So me and her just started talking. And I was telling her how I was going to a baby shower, and she was asking me questions about my cousin whose baby shower it was and the relationship she has with her boyfriend.
Okay.
And I was like, well, I don't really know how their relationship's going because I don't really... I've known my cousin for a very long time, but we don't talk about her relationship.
Okay.
So I couldn't really say much about it. There are a few things that I peeped and heard that may have made me wonder about their relationship, but I still don't know about...
You don't have the authority about, to speak
you know what
on
I mean?
It.
So,
yeah.
So when I mentioned something to that effect to her, she was automatically jumping to the conclusion, saying bad stuff about him, making all these assumptions, and I'm like, I can't verify what you're telling me right now, because again, I don't know that much about this relationship. But she just kept popping off, talking about, oh, he's probably going to be with her for years because they're not married yet. And you know, guys playing around with women after a certain amount of years, he's never going to marry her and all this other stuff. And I'm sitting there like, okay, I don't know how you came to that conclusion.
Yeah.
But okay. And then there was some other stuff. After a while, when I realized that this was somebody that I definitely couldn't date, even if I was in a position to try to date somebody at the moment, she's not... Although she looks really good, very attractive, that ain't enough for me anymore. So I already, like, in my mind, I was like, yeah, she's not it. So whatever, I'm still going to continue to talk to him. Because whenever I come across somebody like that, I like to pick their brains.
Okay.
So anyways, we kind of get off of that topic. And then for some reason, we ended up on, you know, my previous situation, like my previous relationship. And I talked about how it was toxic. And I didn't get into too much detail, but like my biggest issue, I told her about my biggest issue with the relationship. And the thing that really killed me was that she just minimized it. Like I said, okay, this was my biggest issue with the relationship. It caused a lot of issues for me. It caused a lot of frustration. I felt disparaged most of the time because of it. And she was just like, oh, really? That's it?
What?
Don't worry about it. Like, that's nothing. Do you love her? Yeah, I love her. So just get back with her. Just call her. Like, what you had an issue with really isn't a big deal. Just go back and
Would you mind sharing with
her? And
I was going to say, can you not? Say what the issue is?
No,
or
trust
is
issues.
Okay,
trust
then
issues.
Yeah. On her end, right? She had trust issues.
I have I have a really big issue with in like really bad insecurities from women.
Yeah.
Have you met women?
No. What?
No. Hey. There's a certain level of...
The views of Super Woke Hobby do not represent those of the old man.
You want me to say it again? Because it's true.
That's not true. Okay, so what? There's... I understand that insecurity is normal among people. And there's a healthy amount of insecurity and there's an unhealthy amount of insecurity.
Right.
I feel that I dealt with a very unhealthy amount of insecurity in my previous relationship. So that's what I took the most issue with. And she just was like, that's not a big deal. Wow, really? Like, you guys were like an item and you let it go because of that? And I said, yeah, it really affected me.
Because it becomes your whole relationship. When somebody's that insecure,
yeah.
It literally becomes your whole life. Where were you? Why didn't you answer the phone when I called you?
Yeah.
Why didn't you answer my text? I came by. I didn't see your car. I saw somebody else's car in your driveway. Whose car was that? I thought you were going out with your mother. You weren't with your mother. You were with
that's crazy.
That's
a disorder, though. Like, that right there is...
But that's a trust issue. I've seen women like that. That are like...
I've seen men like that.
And yeah, I've seen men like that. No, I've seen both. Okay, so yeah, I've seen both aspects of it.
So
I wouldn't be able to be with somebody like that who literally questioned every fucking thing that I did.
Can I defend that previous statement, right? So I say two things. I say it's hard for me. There are toxic women out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm more hesitant to call a female toxic, right, than I am a man. A man is, right? Also, I think that insecurity in the way society, like in our society, is more inherent to like women's experience than it is for men's experience.
Okay.
Right? So
she's insecure for a reason. But
I don't know. Maybe not. I'm not saying this based off of
Drake's
experience.
But what you're saying,
I don't know.
Fine. It's accurate.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's like whatever.
So,
but you're with someone new and you still focus on your past and everything that happened in your past, and you're now projecting that onto your new relationship, that's not fair to that other person.
But here's the thing.
You can only deal with that
before
it makes you crazy.
So here's the thing. When you're starting a relationship with somebody, you need to understand that that person's coming with their baggage.
With baggage.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm speaking for our city in particular, right? As a small city, right? There's a lot of bullshit that goes on. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know for a fact that a lot of women, right, have been fucked over royally, right?
Okay.
Not saying that they should apply that to whoever they're with, but as a man, right, you need to understand that, yo, she's a woman, she might have kids, she might have been in an abusive relationship, she might have had issues with like a lot of women I know,
like,
were sexually abused, physically abused. Right? And the older you are, right, the more likelihood is the person that you meet, the new person that you meet has gone through that shit now,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's really hard. Those types of traumas, right, they can be confused as toxic behavior, but they're not really toxic. It's people dealing with, like, it's women dealing with situations, right?
Yeah.
That we need to be more cognizant of and more empathetic with. And
okay.
We need to understand that.
Hold on, let me say something. I think all that is absolute bullshit.
That's fine.
No. This is the reason I call it bullshit.
Yeah.
Because I grew up raised by a toxic mother. I didn't do shit to her.
But don't.
She, no, let me finish.
Yeah.
And she treated me like absolute shit.
But you see,
let me finish. And so the idea of someone saying, oh,
yeah.
I went through something, so I should accept the toxic behavior.
Yeah.
Fuck that. No.
Yeah.
I've been through a lot of shit. You know what I don't do? I don't take it out on my wife.
I
got the help I needed. Maria's been through a lot of stuff. You know what she doesn't do? She doesn't take that shit out on me.
Yeah.
Amanda doesn't take that shit out on me. Shanice doesn't take that shit out on me. And I don't know what your story is, but I'm pretty sure you've been through some shit. These women aren't taking that shit. There's no excuse for that shit.
But you know why? Right? So you saw how that just triggered you, right? You saw that reaction that came out. Based off of your experiences, based off just me saying that, elicited a reaction from you, right?
Yeah.
And I get, just like me, this shit that went on in my life, right? That Shanice has to deal with, but since she loves me, right? She has ways to kind of like empathize with that, right?
And
I'm pretty sure you might not think that your past right? You might not think that your past turns into what can be perceived as toxic behavior in your relationship.
That's not.
But I guarantee you.
That's what I'm saying.
Here's the difference, yeah. though. I've been through shit. She's been through shit. Whatever. Yeah. It's what you learn and how you change and how you grow after the fact.
Yeah.
So Mark, his mother. Are there things from Mark's past that like we had to work on? Have we not had to work on things even for me? Like for whatever. Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't let it dictate my relationship now.
And that's
I learned, I changed, I grew. Mark said, he went and he sought the help that he needed. You talk to people, you do whatever. But you cannot live in that past moment for the rest of your life.
And,
treat your new partner a certain way because of it and expect that person to stay with you if you're not willing to
change.
No,
I'm not.
There's a difference. Yeah. If you're willing to change and you're willing to grow and you're willing to do the things that you need to do, that's perfectly fine.
No, but that's but it
everybody.
But in a relationship, it takes two.
I know.
That's what I'm saying, and you're kind of making my point, right? It wasn't perfect. I guarantee it was because nothing's perfect, right? But at the same time, you gave old man here the space he needed, right?
And the chance.
And the chance he needed to learn how to deal with those aspects of his life, right?
I also told him if he didn't change, that we would be done.
Yeah.
And what he chose to change. If that woman doesn't choose to change, or that man doesn't choose to change,
and that's
but
the biggest
but
thing.
Define,
but,
no, it,
but define change though. Like a person's not going
to grow. Hold on.
But no, the problem. My statement is, it seems like you're taking all the accountability away from the woman.
That person.
I'm not.
But that's what.
But that's what it sounds like to you, based off of your experiences.
So what I got from it was he was saying that okay.
Sorry, but I have
it's
to.
It's not always someone being toxic. It's just somebody that's been through some stuff and they just need, you know, they just need the support to get through it or something. But I don't really agree with that. I think toxic is just toxic. You know what I mean?
Once you learn though, and like once you're with somebody else, like, so like, let's say his past relationship. I know Greg personally. Do I know what he's like necessarily in a relationship? Not 100%. He could lie to me. But what I know from Greg, he's a very like supportive, like good person. Like if I was a woman that was single, someone like Greg I feel like would be attractive to me because he's stable, he has a job, he's well put together, he's an attractive man, like he's
but there's smart. Also likelihood
he's like whatever.
Yeah.
So my thing is like you can't so like for this woman to come in and like bring her past. If he gave her all this time to grow, to change, to do whatever, and she still chose not to grow and change and do whatever, why should he stay in that situation?
I'm gonna say he should. And again, this isn't a personal.
But for that girl to put it all on him, like, oh, you should take her back. What's your problem?
So he should
live in that toxicity.
Exactly.
Like, because she's been through some shit.
But sometimes
everybody's been through
but
shit.
But you're in a relationship.
Like
sometimes you know. Sometimes that decision has to be made. Sometimes you have to decide, like, yo, I'm not gonna let this. I'm not gonna let this end my relationship. Right. I'm not gonna let this situation end something that could possibly be good. Because let me expand that. Everybody, men and women, right?
Everyone
come in with toxic behaviors.
Not me.
Except for Omen, right?
I'm not a toxic person. I say some more than others.
This is a situation. I'm not going to go into details with it, but me and the wife had to deal with extremely toxic behavior, right?
Yes.
Right? Not us, but somebody that came into our lives,
into
right?
Your situation, yes.
Right? And no matter how shitty I might feel about that person, no matter what that person did to me, I know for a fact that person went through
a lot of shit.
A whole bunch of shit. So for me, I'm married.
Yeah.
I have my wife. I don't have to deal, like, it would be irresponsible for me to deal with that situation, right?
Okay.
Because I have my own situation. But at the same time, I can still see, like, damn, a lot of these behaviors are stemming from a really shitty situation.
Okay.
And I hope that the person gets the help that they need. And sometimes help can come from somebody who's willing, right, to look beyond your toxic behavior,
yeah,
right, and just say, like, listen, get your shit together.
Yeah.
Get your shit together. Say it constantly, 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 constantly. Because the person telling you to get your shit together or trying to help you get your shit together, that person's going to get frustrated with that situation.
Eventually,
right? But some people, but as a human being, right, I feel like people deserve, no matter how shitty that person might seem to you, I feel like from a basic human level, and especially, and I say, especially women in this society, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like everybody deserves somebody in their lives, because I have that person.
Right? No, I get what you're saying.
You have that person.
Everybody does deserve.
They deserve somebody to be patient enough to deal with that toxic behavior.
But to say, but that's like saying like he wasn't patient enough. I know. I'm not talking about. But I'm saying, but like that's what I'm saying. How far do you go? Like, how far do you let that?
I can't answer that.
Dictate, because like I said, I can know for a fact because I know his situation, how long and how far he went and how hard he tried. Yeah. So how far do you go before you just give up on that person? And they're just toxic, and they're ruining their own life. Like,
what, I think when they're...
I have friends like that as a female. Yeah. I had a friend that I had to stop being friends with because she was so toxic.
And nasty and just disgusting.
I tried for years, and I know her life story, and I know she had fucked up things. Like, she had a father who committed suicide. She found him. Like, I've known her for a very long time, and I loved her, and I tried. I tried to change who she was. I tried to help her
see different ways. But we say
I tried to, like, whatever. But she's still, like, a highly toxic person.
But you said this multiple times, like, changing the person.
But to help her grow. Change in the sense
she
of...
she wasn't ready.
Making a...
She has to admit it.
We were friends from the age of, like, 14 until we were, like, in our 30s.
She wasn't ready.
But that's what I'm saying. How far do you let that person go when you're dating them?
When you've had enough, you've had
where,
enough.
Where, like, it's not... Like, where people can't say things like, well, why'd you just leave her? Like, that's not fair.
You've had enough.
Yeah.
Shanice, you had a question? A comment? You had your hand raised?
Yeah, no, I had a statement, but here's the thing. No, not really. Sort of, kind of, but not really. So here's the thing, right? And I'm just, because I'm laying back and listening to everybody's
That's toxic of you.
Input.
Shut up.
Horrible.
Your wife is not really toxic.
You don't know her.
So, one thing I agree with a lot of you guys, I know you had said...
Greg.
I don't know if I can use the name or not.
Yeah,
just Greg.
Okay.
Right. No, because of the show.
Yeah,
Mark,
that's
she didn't know.
I'm not sure if I can use, you know.
I'm not. It's not like I'm calling him like firefighter Greg.
You're putting out fires, Greg.
I'm not.
Vitamin D, Greg.
Yeah.
Back to Shanice.
I can't. Let Shanice say what
he's saying. Vitamin D, Greg.
Welcome to the old man waitress.
Oh, I'm changing your name, my phone.
I can't. Y'all just ruined it.
So I agree about toxic being toxic, right? Mm-hmm. I think we all have some type of toxicity in us because, you know, regardless of the fact, we all have experienced some type of issues or craziness in our lives that, what was the statement? Hurt people, right? So you pour that toxicity to somebody else, it keeps growing, growing, growing until that person has it in themselves, right? So the thing about it is that it takes that person to realize when they're being toxic. And two, to do something about it. And yes, you can definitely have somebody, and yes, everybody deserves somebody there that allows them to at least can help steer them in the right direction. Like, listen, you're going through some shit, you need help. You're going through some shit, you need help. Like, seriously, you need to fix this because you're literally sabotaging your own life, your own friends, your own relationships, your own everything, right? And that's great and all, but I think it has to start with that person, regardless of the fact. Like, you can push... But they say you can take the horse of water, but you can't make them drink it, right? Like, you have to want to be able to... It's not even just changing. It's you have to want to... You have to want to finally heal.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's like, you really have to want to be... have that relief of all that pain that you have. And some people are indulged in so much pain that that's all they know. And that's all they're going to want to
do. They get comfortable in their pain.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And instead of seeking out... help or, you know, realizing what's going on, because some people do realize that they're toxic, but instead of trying to do something about it, they go back into that toxicity, into that feeling of what they remember, that hurt, because, you know, the thought of trying to face your demons is scary as shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do you do instead of trying to face your demons? You just go back to being comfortable and being in that toxic environment. So, yeah, it is great to have somebody there for you, but like you said, you know, not at the cost of your own insanity,
mm-hmm.
and that's the key. You can definitely figure out how long much you want to take, depending on if that relationship is worth your giving your piece of peace to that person. But if they're taking too much, then you need to save yourself and pull away.
That should be the signal of when you pull away, right? If you feel like it's damaging you as a person.
Exactly.
But does it, depending on the dynamic you have with that person, it doesn't necessarily, their toxicity doesn't necessarily have to damage you, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you don't necessarily have to let their toxicity in. It depends on your relationship. It depends on your dynamic with that person.
I totally get that. But that's, in that statement, I think that's towards more of like, if you're that person's therapist.
Yeah.
If you don't have a real relationship with that person, that is your job. Yeah. But even if then therapists need therapists, because no matter what or who or whatever relationship that is, that toxicity still seeps in you somehow.
So you're saying they should smoke more weed? Actually, not in this situation.
No, I'm saying that there's nothing that you can do for a person who doesn't want
to
be
helped. Facts.
And
right.
At the end of the day, the only person that's really going to help that person is themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, great to have a person that's going to be with you, but at the same time, you're doing more damage to that person, or that person's taking too much from you. There's really no point. You can't try to kill yourself for somebody who doesn't want to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
That just doesn't make any sense. So, just as far as the toxicity, you have to want to come out of it. You have to do it yourself,
mm-hmm.
and no one's going to do it for you. And I can't speak for everybody, but being in that type of environment, it's draining.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely draining. And I know someone said today, like, enough is enough. Like, you just can't. So you wish all, you be all. That's going to try to hurt other people. But at the same time, I'm just going to have to pull back and do me. And then when you're ready, I'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes people have to be there from a distance.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's... Did that answer?
No, I think that's a really good statement. I mean, really, like, a really good...
Broad.
Yeah, like, you put it all in a nutshell, right? And I think...
They don't like called broads.
Just so, to reiterate, like, I wasn't talking about Greg's situation in particular, mm-hmm. because I think, you don't want to start a relationship with somebody like that, right?
No.
I guess, and I don't think that would be... I don't think... If somebody's draining you like that because mm-hmm. of your toxicity, I think you made the right decision, like, to start a relationship on that shaky foundation. My only argument is that it's going to be very hard to find somebody that doesn't have toxic traits, just based on our age at this point
mm-hmm.
and the fact that life is going to imbue you with traumas that may correlate to some toxicity. Right?
So I think that you're right.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is this, like, going forward, like, everybody, nobody's perfect.
Yeah.
Everybody has
Speak for yourself,
flaws.
Dude.
Everybody
has
some
Bowl.
Type of toxic traits. Everybody doesn't know how to manage, you know, adversity very well.
Yeah.
Some people shut down. They act neglectful. Some people are quick to buck back, you know,
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. So I'm aware of that.
Yeah.
So
like, if I was to say, okay, well, I'm looking for someone who doesn't have any toxic traits, then I'm probably going to be single for the rest of my life because
yes.
everybody has some type of toxicity in them,
mm-hmm.
especially if they've been through some shit.
I thought you liked it when they buck back.
Continue.
when they arch their back a little bit, right?
I can't.
So my thing is this, like, I've grown to learn that everybody has some shit with them, especially at our ages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, my thing is, okay, what can I tolerate and what will I not tolerate?
Exactly.
That's
fair.
That's super
fair. I like
you put
that.
It, you
exactly.
weigh it on the scale. It's like putting pebbles on a scale.
Right.
You weigh it. Now, I might meet somebody who checks off all the boxes, but if they're super insecure, that's a huge boulder on the
right.
other side of the scale, and I'm off this.
Mm-hmm.
But if I meet someone who's a little insecure, but they check off a few of the boxes that I'm looking for, I'm going to go with that because, you know what I mean? Maybe she has some traits that I'm willing to tolerate that makes up for the things that, you know, I'm not. You know what I mean? But if there's certain things I can't tolerate, I just won't deal with it. But if, like I said, if you put it all on the scale and it looks good to you, you're going to, it's best to just go for it because
especially in this day and age, y'all are lucky to be married because, and y'all get along and everything like that. Because right now the dating scene is not
trash.
It's trash.
I would not want to be dating anybody right now. I feel bad. It's ridiculous. I get
when Maria divorces me eventually and marries,
oh my God,
and marries the doctor
and marries John Claude Van Damme apparently.
Let me tell you, I'm never dating again. I'm gonna set up a Tinder. Tinder. Is it Tinder the one you fuck people when you swipe left and swipe right?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
we're so old.
Yeah, I'm opening up a...
Do they have a Bumblebee now?
Bumble. Bumble's another
date. Yeah, but...
Permission to see or some shit like that.
Yeah, like my Tinder account is going to say, here to fuck. That's it. I'm never doing this again.
I'm going to start a Christian Mingle account and my tagline's going to be here to fuck.
I mean, you probably would be nice.
Can we do that?
I mean, you can probably just check off anal doesn't disturb God.
Yeah, anal doesn't
disturb God. That's all the girls in my church group. That's what they thought. Anal wasn't sex. So, I mean, you'll be fine.
I think that...
This is that cowboy dating site.
Shanice
shit, right?
Is holding her head like...
Oh, this farmersonly.com?
I'm going to join farmersonly.com.
Yes, farmers.com.
Looking for a hoe.
Well, not your explanation. No, farmers like you gave, though. I think the... And then you can correct me if I'm wrong because I'm trying to tell you your feelings. But the reason for pulling back is because she gave her opinion about something that you knew that you wouldn't be able to deal with. You know, like the fact that you tell her exactly what mainly bothered you, and it seemed like she, you know, for lack of better statement, really didn't give a shit. Like, it's just like, okay, well, this was something that was really bothering me, and it would have been nice if we had a better conversation versus you just completely just blowing that off. Which means just that particular thing didn't have a problem with you, which is a possibility that you could have this problem, and then I'm not going to feel this.
Yeah.
And so it's not necessarily not giving her a chance. It's you saying, hey, I know what I don't like, and, you know, if I can't even talk to you just as, you know, an acquaintance about this and have a real conversation about it, then I probably should be off this anyways. That makes sense.
And I've told her, I told her at least twice that she's minimizing my situation.
Right.
And she was dismissive. She was dismissive about that too.
Right.
And I tried to reason with her, and she was just so arrogant.
Mm-hmm.
Like whatever she thought went.
She invalidated your feelings.
Yeah, just total invalidation. So it was a very interesting conversation. It didn't get me. There was a breaking point where I was like, should I just get upset now because she's kind of pissing me off? But you know what?
Yeah, you talked yourself to her, good dude.
I'm probably never going to see her again.
Okay.
Right.
So I just entertained the conversation. And when we were done, I shook her hand. Nice to meet you. Have a good night. When I, on my way out, my friend was like, so I seen you talking to my friend in the corner for about 2 hours.
Damn, y'all was talking for 2 hours?
Yes, we were talking for a legit 2 hours straight.
Shit.
So she was like, so she was like, so what's up? And I'm like, no.
Oh shit. Like flat out.
Right out. And then she even texted me and she was like, so what's up? And I'm like, no.
So when you were younger, though, would you have gone on a date with her? Like, would it have been better? Do you think because like where you are now? Would you have just been like, yeah, but she's fine.
Yeah,
I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
Because I have the feeling like she probably does and says the things that she does because she can.
She can get away with it.
Because she's
exactly. Because that's the thing. I think
people probably just yes.
And that is why rich people can't fuck because they don't have to learn how to do it. Poor people have to be able to fuck.
I can see a number of guys lined up around the corner to date her because they don't care that she's toxic. They don't care that she's going to give them a hard time. They just don't care. They only care about getting to the bedroom.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So if I was younger, I had that state of mind. So I probably would have dealt with her based on, you know, well, whatever. She's a little rough around the edges, but at least I'm going to, you know, be able to, you know, get another notch under my belt or whatever. Like, but being older and like, I left that life a long
time ago.
Nikki,
you ain't
60.
Like, but leaving that life a long time ago, I know it's more important.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great to be fine, but it's not worth being miserable.
You're right.
Like, that wears off after a while.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Was she thick, though?
I can't take you.
All right, man.
He's like, give me the details. My only thing is too, like, so, like, when we talk about, like, toxic women in general, too, like, I feel like I've met, like, toxic women who talk about how toxic men are, too. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, do you realize how toxic you are?
Yeah.
But you know what I've noticed?
Like, they'd be like, dogging every dude. But then at the same breath, they don't want you to say anything, like, negative about a woman. And I don't mean that. There are people that both of me and Mark know, you probably know, like, that, like, definitely are, like, on the, like, all men are toxic, all men are pieces of shit, all men are whatever. And you can't say anything negative about, like, you couldn't, if there are certain people I know I couldn't say a woman was toxic to because they get upset by it because women aren't toxic. They would use what you just said, right? Like, oh, you know, a lot of women have had to deal with a lot of things. But in the same sense, there are... What's the difference of a man that's super toxic like that? What if they have to deal with a lot of shit?
Well, so when I say that, like, I'm talking mainly averages, and that's one. And two, much of what I'm saying, so me and Shanice, we got married early, right? We grew a lot together, right?
Yeah.
But something that really helped us, I mean, it didn't prevent a lot of the stupid shit we did, right? But it helped us deal with it. Like, we had really good premarital counseling, right?
Okay.
And some of the tools that we picked up in that premarital counseling stick with us even to this day, right? And one of the things that stuck with me was the fact that I'm always going to look at life through my perspective.
Okay.
Through my eyes. As a dude who lived my life. So the world's going to look a certain way to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to look differently to me than it does to her. Right? So the one thing I can do to fight that is to... I'm going to have my perspective. Right? That's known to me. I have to look at the world through her eyes, through her perspective, through what she went through, right?
Yes.
So that's why, like, when I see stuff on Facebook that other people might be like, oh, that's not fair, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. I'm not knocking that, but I don't see it that way. I see it like, why does that person see the world that way?
Yes.
Why do they feel that way? And then at the end of the day, the more you do that, the more you realize that, like, we're all trash.
Oh, yeah, we're all
trash. We're all cool. We've all gone through stuff, right? And for me, there's no point in me getting so worked up over somebody else's opinion when I know for a fact that they're just dealing with shit.
Yeah.
And the only way they can.
Nah, I don't mean this to be funny, but some people are just cunts. I honestly believe that some people are just pieces of shit. It can be social, it can be environmental.
Who hurt you, old man?
Huh?
Who hurt you?
My mother.
His mother.
When you put it that way, though, he didn't think every woman that he met, though, was gonna hurt him.
Yeah, and I got
treat me a certain way because his mother treated him like trash.
No, but these are averages. These are just ways that you paint the world.
No, I know, but I mean, also we live in a society where blame is put like everywhere else, and nobody has to take personal responsibility because you get to have every disorder, syndrome, or whatever. And I'm sorry, like, I'm not trying to be a dick. I've been through some fucking shit. Mm-hmm. It shaped the way I was and who I am as a human. But I also don't let what the shit I went through dictate who I am as a person.
But you do, though.
And allow it to be. You might not know you do, but you are who you are. If I do fucked up shit to somebody and somebody said what you did was fucked up, I don't make it.
It doesn't happen.
I'll be like, shit, I'll think about it.
Yeah.
I'll reflect. I will back off and be like, fuck, did I do something that was like super fucked up? But I don't use my past life as a crutch. I don't use it as an excuse for who I am. I'm 37 years old. I'm in college right now because my life was shit. Like, I had a bad fucking life. I was in college. I had to leave, whatever, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Either which way, I'm not like, oh, now I'm never going to do anything with my life. No, I fucking got over my past. I moved forward and I did whatever. Now I'm back in school. I'm an adult. It fucking sucks. It's not fun. It's boring. But I had to stop using my past life as a crutch.
But you use your past life as a motivator.
There's a difference.
No, but that's not what he said.
No,
he didn't say whether you're using it as a crutch or motivated. What he's saying is your past life is making who you are today.
Yes.
Whether you use it for negative or for positive.
That's true.
It's the problem. But that's what I'm saying. I don't feel like if you use it for a negative aspect,
that's not what he was saying. He was saying your past affects you in general.
Oh, it does.
He said that and wasted a lot of oxygen.
Shut up.
All
right.
All right. I love you, Marie. Thank you.
A prick of me. I can change.
What if you remain a sandy little butt hole?
Hey, Satan, don't be such a twit. Mother Teresa won't have shit on me.
You need to play that.
Yeah, I did. Because I can change, I can change.
I'm just saying, though, like...
I'm in the show.
No, I know you are, but... and no.
Toxicity
in general shouldn't be accepted on any gender. Man or woman. Female or male. You should be learning how to grow and learn from past experiences, not staying in it, and so still doing toxic shit. In general, if you know that you're doing toxic shit and you're not changing it.
What if you start telling your triggers as an adult?
That's fine. Then you've grown and you're going to change.
I love being toxic.
What if you call me the toxic adventure?
What if you like me? Then that's your own fucking fault. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. Like, I have some serious fucking road rage. Road rage, like I would get out of my car and stab somebody if I could.
And that comes from your life growing up in Brockton, because drivers of Brockton are trash.
No, that's driving in Boston, actually. Driving in Boston might be fucking
Do you want to end it?
Are we going to say damn it, Wade, or nah?
A very prolific response to everything that's been said today?
Yeah.
I'm trash.
Damn it, Wade.